Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to look at the National Day of Prayer and what that means for us. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, welcome to the At the Table podcast. Today, I'm going to take a break from some of my normal ramblings, if you will, and just consider that tomorrow, so this episode should be released on Wednesday morning at about 8 a.m. The next day, Thursday, May 1st, is this year's National Day of Prayer. So I thought I would just take a minute to reflect on what is the National Day of Prayer. What is available in our area here near Alliance, Ohio, and just look at the key verse this year, Romans 15, verse 13, and just consider what this means for us maybe today. So the National Day of Prayer is actually something that's been around for quite some time. The reality is that a day of prayer or a day of prayer of fasting has actually been around since the very beginning of this country. In fact, it's noted that the Second Continental Congress in 1775 until 1783 observed a day of fasting and prayer. And this can be a disputed fact perhaps, but it is clear to me that if you look at the history and the writings of the founding fathers of this country, their relationship with God and the God who sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for our sins is very evident. In fact, even President John Adams enacted it a day in 1798 and 1799. And then in 1952, as part of a reaction to the war in Korea at that time, it was put into law then that the first Thursday of each May would be a time to turn to God in prayer and meditation. And this has kind of continued on. And so each year, we at Grace Community Church or at a local church nearby gather with other community pastors and we pray. And we're going to do that again this year at Science Hill Community Church, which is on Beeson there. It is just up the road from us, and you can find information on our Facebook page as well about this. But we're going to gather with several other area pastors, and we're going to pray. Each of us will pray for a specific area. I'm going to be praying for education. But this today, I just wanted to take a minute to kind of hone in on the key verse for this year. And the key verse is Romans 15, 13. You know, at the end of Paul's letter to the church in Rome, where he laid out the details of the gospel of Jesus Christ in its full complex manner, he gets to near the end of this letter, and he writes this verse, inspired by the Holy Spirit, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as we trust him, as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And this year, I think really the focus is that, is pour out to the God of hope and be filled, is the key section from that verse. And so this idea of prayer is something that even Jesus talked about. Remember, he said, "This then is how you should pray," and what we call that prayer, as we recite that and we remember and we consider that to be the framework for prayer, praying to God, recognizing who God is, coming to him, confessing our sins, asking him and seeking his provision, and even then bringing our petitions to him. But in this verse here, Paul is really, I think, getting to this point is, may the God of hope, the key point number one is that the God of hope, that is the God of the Bible, the God that created everything, the God that sent his son Jesus Christ to fix a sin problem that we had, that we couldn't fix on our own. And that God of hope is who we turn to this day, and every day is who we should turn to, because we realize is that apart from God, we are wandering, we are empty, we are without hope. And this world is always looking for hope, but the only place for true hope is that in the God of creation. And as we go to God, we continue on. It says, may the God of hope, may he fill you with all joy and peace. You know, that's other things that people are oftentimes looking for, is a peace or a joy. And Paul tells us here that as we continue on, that that's only found in God. And may he give it to us as we trust in him. See, the reality is that sin causes an eternal separation, a brokenness, and it leads to physical death, yes, but spiritual death and separation from God. And the only way we can find joy and peace is by coming to God, coming to him, accepting the free gift that Jesus offers us by his death, burial, and resurrection, so that we may find joy and peace as we trust in him. I don't know where you're at right now in your walk with Jesus and your journey of knowing and following him. Maybe, just maybe, you're in the midst of a challenging time. There's a lot going on for me personally right now, and there's several major prayer requests that are on my heart. In fact, if you watched or attended our service last Sunday, I just kind of came to a point where it overflowed out of me in emotion as I considered all that was before and on my heart. But I realize that the only way that I can find peace and joy in the midst of this craziness of life, in the midst of hard times when we feel separated, is by trusting in God. In fact, we sung a song this past Sunday. This is, I trust in God, my Savior. I trust in God, my Savior. And that's what Paul is getting to here, where he says, may the God of hope, may the God of your salvation fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. I'm here to tell you that we can't control our circumstances. We cannot control what happens to us, but we can control where we turn our heart and how respond. And I'm encouraging you today that as you consider this National Day of Prayer tomorrow on Thursday, that you would take a moment or two or three or join with someone else in prayer to our God. Because see, it's only in him that we find the joy and the peace as we trust in him. Well, Paul continues in this verse and says, so may the God of hope fill us with joy and peace as we trust in him. So that, and I love those two words because that implies that there's an action, that there's a reason that we are able to then take this joy and hope and direct it in the right direction. And so that you may overflow. So in other words, so that you may allow this hope, this joy, this peace that is given to you when you trust in God, he's giving this to you so that it can overflow out of your heart into how you live. And this is only possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, as I'm sitting here recording this and thinking about this and letting God speak through me, I can't help but think to the sermon that I've prepared for this upcoming week, looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan and loving our neighbor and letting this overflow out of us. See, we can't love others by ourselves. I just don't think it's truly possible to have a genuine love or a hope that exudes out of us that flows into someone else for their good without first receiving it from the God of creation. And it's only through him and the power of the Holy Spirit that this would overflow in our lives and be a positive joy and peace and have an impression on someone else. Because see, here's the reality. As followers of Jesus, we're told to therefore go and make disciples. We're to invest in other people. See, God didn't just save us to save us. Yes, by salvation, we don't get what we do deserve, and we get what we don't deserve, and we get salvation and hope and peace and joy and a fixed relationship with God. But he doesn't just do that to save us from the fires of hell. He does that so that it would overflow, and then we would be his messengers as we take his ministry and his message to all the world around us. You know, every time I pray on Sunday morning, usually will pray for our missionaries that we support at Grace Community Church. And I just pray that they would have the encouragement, the equipping nature, they would have whatever they need to take the gospel to where they're called. But then I always come back to the point that we all are missionaries. We may not be called to go to Greece or around the world or even to Canton, Ohio, but we are called where we're at right now. And it's only through the saving power and hope and joy and peace that's given to us by God because of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit that will naturally overflow out of us and be a blessing and bring the message to others. I bet if you think long and hard, you can come up with a few people in your life, either presently or in the past, that were just an absolute joy and blessing to be around. And I would even venture to say that quite possibly the reason for that is because they were following Jesus. They were asking God to give them hope and joy and peace as they trusted in Him so that that would be able to overflow or exude or ooze out of them and would bring this hope to others by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I want to encourage you today that if you need prayer, that you would let me know. Either comment on this podcast or connect with me through my social media or get connected through our church at gccofalliance.org because we want to pray with you. But I also want to encourage you today that tomorrow on the National Day of Prayer that you find time to either join a local service, a church that's having a prayer service, or even start one in your own home. Generally speaking, these services will be on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And the one that I'll be praying at, again, is at Science Hill Community Church in Alliance, Ohio at 7 p.m. There'll be a little bit of praise and worship. There'll be a proclamation from the mayor. There will be several pastors and ministry leaders praying, a closing worship song, and then some refreshments and fellowship, which is an important element of this as well. I encourage you to do that. Stop. And start a habit of regular prayer. If you're not praying regularly, maybe this verse today speaks to you loud and clear, and may you just start with that and say, may the God of hope fill you, fill me with all the joy and peace as I trust in Him, so that I may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes. Or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.